103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she starts it out by saying, I'm wondering if I'm being an entitled jerk. Well, let us decide for you. Because this one came from, I don't know if she wanted her name changed, so just make one up.
Let's call her Samantha.
Samantha wrote us and said, am I the jerk for expecting the grandparents to babysit since they have free time?
Mm-hmm.
And here's where it goes. Hi, Allie and DZ. I am wondering if I'm being an entitled jerk. My husband and I have our son in daycare full time. With the astronomical prices these days, we were hoping to cut down a few days to help with the cost. I reached out to my newly retired parents, ages 60 and 64, nice. And asked if they would be willing to watch him one day a week for a few months. My parents live 10 minutes away from us. We would drop him off and pick him up. My mom did do this for us when he was a baby for about a year and a half. Bet. And my mom's response was that she would talk to my dad and let me know. She said they like being able to get up and go whenever they want and may not want something to tie them down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know they deserve to be retired and spend their time the way they want, but I'm kind of annoyed they aren't willing to just commit. It's one day a week, and I told them that if they have a trip planned, we could find other arrangements. They Fair. Know I would only ask if I needed it, hence why he has only slept over there like 5 times in his life. Am I the jerk for being upset about not having more support from them as grandparents with free time? Sad face, Samantha. This triggered me. Because I have no grandparents in the area, and yeah. I figure it out.
You figure it
out. And that's what parenting is. They're your kids.
But
your parents aren't... The expectation they have to watch or whatever because it would make your life easier is rude.
But you
as hell.
See, but then you get the flip of the coin, the other side of the pillow, uh-huh. where it goes, if you don't ask the grandparents first, they'd be upset uh-huh. if you had them in the area. Why didn't you ask me? Oh, I would Probably. Have loved to have taken the kids.
Yeah.
And honestly, if our grandparents lived any closer, we'd be asking them way more.
For sure. For sure. I would ask them all the time.
You want your grandkids?
But if my parents said, we don't want to do it, I'd have to respect that.
You have
and be
to.
Like, because she's going, am I the jerk for being upset they don't want to watch my kid with all their free time? And I'm thinking, you are a jerk. They you asked them and they told you, we don't want that lifestyle. We want to get up and go whenever we want. And that includes not having to call and say, can you find somebody else? Because mm-hmm. now the guilt's on the grandparents as well when they got to leave the grandkids.
They don't they feel guilty
go.
At all.
Well, when you got to travel now and you have a responsibility of watching your grandkid, now you have things you got to worry about.
See, but Sam Dunn did say, hey, if you guys can't, though, mm-hmm. we will find other arrangements.
Right.
They're
so
not asking them to make a commitment or sign a contract. They're just, their right. parents are basically saying flat out no.
No. But
that's kind of bogus. Ain't you supposed to always hold
so.
The fam down?
That's not your kids. They're the grandparents. They're your
respect
kids.
I respect grandparents saying, hey, we don't want to be tied down to any commitment.
Me too.
And they said, cool. We're not trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really going, I don't want to watch the kid at all.
Well, because think about this. She said, my mom watched the baby for a year and a half. Like
right.
to me, it's like the mom's burnt out. Take the hint.
Mm.
The mom said, I did this for a year and a half. It wasn't the
that.
Lifestyle I wanted. I've tried it. And I'm flat out telling you, we aren't honest with people enough. We try
yep.
to people please and
yep.
do things to make them happy.
Keep it Midwest nice.
And I feel like her parents are straight up saying, this
no.
is not what we want to do.
No, we want to travel.
Honestly, when you have your own kids, that's when adults need to realize that's your responsibility
that's you.
To find child care.
Yep.
It's great to have the support from your family and your parents, but they are not obligated
mm-hmm.
to ever watch or take care of your kid. It's a nice thing they do because they're family, right?
Right, because they're family.
And they care.
We far often take that for granted.
So much.
Well, like I'm about to do when I ask my mom to take the kids for the day. Coming up.
See? But if you asked her to do it all the time?
No, right.
I don't know, 414-533-1037. Maybe I got this way wrong, because I know a lot of people use their parents for childcare.
I
just don't think they realize that that's a privilege.
Come on, you better realize that's a privilege.
They don't. That's why she's writing emails like this, and that's why I'm triggered. That's why I'm getting upset.
And that's why I was thinking, no, you're not the jerk, because
well,
it is. Like, it's a convenience. Like, it is nice, but you got to acknowledge.
Maybe the grandparents are the jerks for saying no.
For saying no, when they definitely could be. I mean, it's your grandchildren at the end of the day. Let's see.
All right. Let's take calls from everybody else. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Samantha wrote in, wants to know if she's the jerk for expecting the grandparents to babysit since they have free time. They told her, no, we're not interested. We want to get up and go when we want. We're not interested in helping with childcare. And she wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset about not having more support from them with free time.
It's a little bogus on the grandparents' end.
She kind of expects them to...
It's nice when they're 10 minutes away and retired,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but it's not their responsibility.
In a pinch, that's clutch.
They raise their kids. Raise your own. Listen, Amanda's in Oak Creek. We'll find out what the listeners think about this. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, jerk or not the jerk?
She is a jerk, Deezy. It is so not bogus for your parents to grow up and take that little bit of time that they're going to have that is actually free time and spend it how they want to spend it. The thing is if she's willing to write in to see if she's a jerk about this, I'm going to assume, and maybe I'm wrong, that she's the type of person that, yes, they agree to one day, and now all of a sudden it's 2 days. And it's 3 days. And it's 40.
That's what I'm saying. It starts getting abused, and they don't realize that you have a life, and you've raised kids, you've worked your whole life, you're finally free, and now they're like, but come back and raise and help with our
kids.
Y'all
know how expensive this child care is, though, right now, man.
Of course I do.
No, DZ, I absolutely do. I am a mom of two young ones. They're under three.
See,
and I got quoted for 3 days. It was almost $800. So I totally get it. It's a pain in the butt, but it's still not mom and dad's responsibility.
I went into debt from childcare when my kids were little because that's what you do. And not once did I go, well, this isn't fair because there are grandparents out there with free time not helping me. I went, these are my children. Figure it out.
You never wished your mom and dad lived closer so that they could take the boys?
Sometimes.
My mom lives only a couple houses down, and unless it's like, once in a every blue moon thing, I don't ask. If she wants to take them, that's different. She can always call me and say, hey, can I take the kids? I want to go do something fun. And I'll say yes.
But I like that. She can always take them whenever she wants. But it's not her.
All right,
Amanda. All right, I hear you.
And
touche.
The entitlement is assuming your parents are going to help you with your kids.
Right.
You know, and not realizing.
Or
anybody else for that matter.
That part.
Ding, ding. Ding, ding.
Have a good day, Amanda. We appreciate your call.
You guys have a good one. Thanks.
Bye.
Hannah is in Milwaukee this morning. We're going to pull up Hannah and see what she thinks. Hey, Hannah.
Morning. Talk to us.
Oh, hey, Allie and DZ. Hey, okay, guys, hear me out.
Hear me out. I'm listening. What's up?
Okay. Hear me out.
Are you saying not the jerk?
Okay, so I'm saying not the jerk, but here's why.
Listen.
So once upon a time, I would have said totally the jerk, but when my husband and I had kids, we lived in Florida, and my mom was like, by the way, I'm not going to be your built-in babysitter. And I was like, oh, how dare you? You're a grandmother now. You should want to spend every minute of every day with your grandchildren.
How dare you not
love my
child? I
was like, it's taken back.
Right. Okay.
And then we moved up here where my husband's parents are like, want to spend every moment with their grandkids. Mm-hmm. And like anytime we ask them, like, which we don't very much, but they're like, they love to take the kids. So in my mind, I'm like, well, why does my mom not want to take the kids? So
you're saying the kids and yours don't. Like, and so what's wrong with
your kids? It's such a drastic difference though, right?
It's like, but they grow up so fast. It's like 1 day a week. Come on, like, just take them for 1 day a week. Like, I don't think it's being a jerk for just wanting your parents to take them for 1 day a week.
No, it's not a jerk for wanting it. It's expecting it that makes you the jerk. That's where we have a problem, where you get offended when they say no because you go, well, you're the grandparents. You have to watch my kid. Well, why wouldn't you want to just take a day out of your week to take care of my responsibilities?
It's hurting Sam's feeling a little bit.
I get that.
And that's what Hannah's getting at.
I don't think it makes you a jerk. I think it makes you human. Because for me, like, I don't feel like a jerk for it. I feel, like, hurt. Mm-hmm. I feel more like like,
you're taking it personally, like they don't like your kid. That's not the case. They don't want it's not that they,
you wouldn't be human if you didn't wonder about it, though.
Yeah, but there's lots of kids from other people I love, but that doesn't mean I want to watch their kid once a week. DZ, I love your kids, but if you asked me to watch your kids once a week, I'd be like, are you kidding?
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Think about anybody asking you to watch their kids
grandkids, though.
What?
Grandkids. Stop trying to sway Hannah. She said not the jerk. She's decided.
You're not going to change my mind, Alan. Sorry.
Well, actually, I love it.
Hannah's 10 toes down.
Hold on, though. Hannah's talking about how it made Samantha feel.
Right. And
that
that's valid.
She's allowed to be upset about
She's allowed
that.
To be hurt by this and not be the jerk for hoping that her parents would take him for one day.
She needs to stop taking it personally.
She's not.
She's taking it. All right, bye.
Thank you, Hannah. Bye.
Now, I saved Ashley in Milwaukee last because she said, I have experience with this and I want to talk.
Ooh, say less. More Ashley. Than Ashley.
Ashley.
Yeah,
all
so
right, girl.
My husband's mother is the hardest working housewife on the planet.
Yeah.
And we never expect it. But if we're in a pinch, yeah, she's more than willing to help out. But I'm not expecting it. I'm sending you a calendar and saying, hey, did you want to watch Jack any of these days? And if she says no, then that's fine. We'll figure it out. Like,
right.
It is not the parents' responsibility. Like, they want to enjoy the time with their grandkids. They don't want to feel obligated to hang out with their grandkids.
I feel like it's a responsibility that they got to take on.
So that's why you said you have experience with it, but you have experience asking the grandparents and them. And so you do it differently where you send days and they say yes or no.
Yes or
and
no.
Then you move on with your life if they don't want to do it.
I like that method.
Yeah. Exactly.
Much better.
I send her a calendar and I'm like, hey, any days in April that you wanted to watch Jack or watch Bethany? And they say, oh, yeah, I'll do it this day and this day. Mm-hmm. But it says, hey, I can't do any days that month. I'm gallivanting around the world.
Gallivanting.
Yeah. You do you. You already raised your kids.
You did. And not everybody loves kids. Just because they had them doesn't mean they love them. Let's be real.
Keep taking care of them.
Nope.
Well, she'd rather watch the four-year-olds than the six-month-olds because they're more fun when they're four.
True. I feel that, though.
Well, that's why I feel like Samantha wrote in this. Thank you for calling, Ashley.
Appreciate
it's a little loud
you.
On your end, so we're gonna hang up there.
Have a good rest of your day.
She's like in a wind tunnel or something.
Yeah, for real though, she's going through something.
For sure.
And but now, she says she is the jerk though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right?
Those two jerks and one not the jerk.
Oh dang, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hannah said I'm not going to change your mind, which is fine. Hannah's going to expect it.
Hannah, ooh, Hannah was 10 toes. And
no,
I like
Hannah's
it.
Point was, of course, she has a right to be upset, and I get that. You can feel like they're not supporting you, but you gotta stop. You can't take this stuff personally.
You can't make it an assumption out of your life because that means that you're now assuming that they're going to do it every single time you need it.
And what, every time somebody asks to watch their kids, they're going to assume you don't like their kids if you say no? That's not fair either.
Right, that's not fair.
Or you don't love their kids or support them? That's not the case. People have lives.
Right.
And it's not their responsibility.
You got to let them live it.
All right.